Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo širom Avstralije in po svetu na radiju SBS. V soboto 23. novembra je najstarejšo slovensko društvo v Avstraliji, slovensko društvo Melbourne slovesno, praznovalo 65 let delovanja in kot smo slišali od nekaterih prisotnih, je bila tudi uspešna prireditev. Zato smo danes povabili predsednika tega društva, da nam malo več pove o poteku dneva in seveda ga ponovno pozdravljamo v naši slovenski oddaji. We welcome again once again to the Slovenian program, the president of Slovenian Association Melbourne, Paul Belt. Firstly, congratulations on your 65th anniversary and for your wonderful event on Saturday, as we heard from a number of people.
Thank you, Tanya, and thank you for the listeners. Yes, we had our 65th on the weekend, and it was a lovely day. It was the first time we tried to have all our festivities on one day, starting with a lunch, leading into a wine and small goods exhibition during later in the afternoon, and then an evening function for the younger Slovenians, and it seemed to work very well.
And obviously there was a number of dignitaries there from in the Slovenian community.
Yes, absolutely. So at the lunch, we had the ambassador for Slovenia there, we had the honorary consul from Victoria there, we had our priests there, we had our honorary members, our foundation members, and past presidents all there celebrating with us. So it was a really good lunch and a good mixture of get everyone involved. We also visited something that we hadn't done for a long time and gave honorary memberships out. So we hadn't done honorary memberships for probably, the best part of 20 years, but there's a lot of members that have put in a lot of work over a lot of years. And, now it's time, as we get older, to recognise these people. It was great to acknowledge them and show that we appreciate them. We grew up with these people at the club, but it's really important for us to recognise people and show that we appreciate them.
Do you want to just run through the list of who these particular people were?
The first members that we gave it to was a couple, Viugrul and Dragica Gomazel. They were original members from back when SDM was in Carlton. So they've came all the way through. And when I say they're still active, Dragica actually had the museum open for us, for all the dignitaries and guests and visitors and members on Saturday. So, yeah, she was still keen to get involved. The second one that we gave to was Branko Jalea. Branko was instrumental in our bowlings. In all the bowlers, in boccia competitions, all the way through that. He's one of those members that works hard but wants no recognition and always sort of sits, back and just does his job, does his hard work and doesn't really want any recognition. So, we had to honour them. And the third one was Carl and Lynn Belts. Carl's been involved all the way from back in the 70s as a youth rep and then, worked his way up all different titles to being president for the actual 40th anniversary of the club, then going on to the council, but still active in the club today, along with Lynn. They were up there preparing for a week before and cleaning up for three or four days after. So, these people are still, even though they're politely getting on, still want to be so involved in the club. And there's still a lot of people that we have to recognise and we will keep addressing it. We had to start somewhere, and this was our starting point.
Of course, we congratulate these people for all the hard work that they've put in, particularly, obviously, the two that you mentioned first up, Dragica and Vigili Gomazel, who have been there for the 65 years. Obviously, that's a very long time to be involved in an organisation like this and still have the motivation and inspiration, obviously, then for a lot of other people.
Absolutely. I think back in those days, I don't think they would have thought that 65 years on, you would see little fourth generation Slovenians running up and down the hallway or, in getting involved. But it's just beautiful to see that, these people had the vision back then to at least all get together, and now we're reaping the rewards of it.
As you mentioned, you had fourth generation people at the event as well. That second, third, fourth generation, How do you think this will progress in terms of what do you think the plans are and the way, I guess, we are moving forward for the next 20 or 30 years?
Our vision as a committee is to try and involve the younger ones now. What would interest, you know, someone in the range of 20s, 30s, 40s? We've got to get them back, not get them back to work there or something like that. We want to see the place used. So what do they want to see there? So it's a time of, you know, it's a time of change. You know, the dances worked years ago, festivals, that all worked years ago, but now does it mean we get more modern bands up there? Do we get, you know, we've got to just get the newer generation ideas. Get them up there so they use the place. At the end of the day, we have a wonderful facility. We have a beautiful facility. Visitors come up and say, wow, look at this place. We take it for granted because we were up there since kids. But we need to just get basically, and I'm going to be very, sorry, rude here and just say we need bums on seats. You know, like as in we need people up there to enjoy it with us. So that is our goal, to get them up there. So what we're going to do is put it out to the members. What do you want? What do you want? And we'll give it a go. So I think we need to think young.
And what type of, I guess, idea sharing would you maybe be doing, I guess, with other clubs in the area, or maybe in terms of in Victoria or in other states of Australia in terms of Slovenian clubs? Is there any cooperation or sort of, I guess, idea sharing along those lines to how to get them involved as well?
Yes, well, we're talking with other clubs, and a lot of other clubs are sort of a little bit envious that we still have a youth or a younger crowd with us. Like Saturday night, there was probably 80 of us up there celebrating the night, anywhere from 30s up to in their 60s. You know, so they were up there enjoying it. We had a live three-piece band going. We had a beer garden set up out the front. You know, it was a beautiful weather. So we just went on and sort of a younger vibe. The lunch was great for the foundation members, the dignitaries. That's very formal. You're not going to get the young crowd up to a formal occasion like that. So we've got to work out what works for all of us.
Well, it sounds like you've got some good ideas and a way forward, I guess, in terms of moving for the next sort of 5 to 10 years to bring together, I guess, that second, third and fourth generation in. And, you know, as you said, not necessarily working and not necessarily being there all the time, but obviously when there's key functions.
Yeah, and we a few people said to us on Saturday night, you know, we were waiting for a phone call for you to ring us and volunteer for help or, you know, ask us for help. And I said, really, I think it's the time when we have to change now and get you up as guests. You know, we can always ask you for help later on, but really I want to reinvent it and bring you up as visitors or as members so you can appreciate the place and enjoy it. Then, you know, the work will come later on. But at least we start to utilise the premises. I brought it up at our speeches that the club isn't the bricks and mortar. The club is all the people with the common thread that, all right, we all have Slovenian heritage and we all want to come up and enjoy it and use it.
Sounds like a great plan, and hopefully, obviously, a lot of other club members and, of course, the committees are listening and hopefully can then take on some board of some of these great ideas that you've put forward and obviously that seem to be successful in getting that second, third and fourth generation involved. We congratulate you again for the 65th anniversary and hope that we obviously are talking then from the 70th and possibly 80th and 90th in future years around this. Thank you again, Paul, for your contribution obviously today from talking to us and the listeners, and of course coming up to the end of the year, any particular messages you've got for your members that might be listening?
I wish them all the best in the new year. We'll always have to be having some new functions. We're just in the planning stages of a few new functions, but while the weather's good, I want to just see them come up and enjoy themselves. So I'd like to thank you for the opportunity of putting out the message, and I'd like to wish all your listeners and our members, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Rano smo se pogovarjali s predsednikom slovenskega društva Melbourne o 65. obletnice kluba, ki so ga praznovali preteklo soboto. Sedaj boste slišali tudi nekaj odlomkov govoru posebnih gostov. Slišali boste slovenskega veleposlanika v Avstraliji Jurija Rifla in še častnega konzula Republike Slovenije za Viktorijo Edija Kontelja. Hvala Lentiju Lenko, da nam je posredoval tudi posnetek, da smo lahko vam danes tudi nekaj prevajali.
I'm really glad that I can be here today on this special day when we celebrate 65 years of this excellent establishment, the club, and all these magnificent buildings. But of course, the club is not the buildings, but it's the people. Glad when I see so many people here gathered today. It means that it's like the Slovenian presence here is very strong and it keeps on. And what keeps living on, and what also makes me glad is that today I met some people who don't have Slovenian background, but they are here, part of this club or attached to it. And this is as it's supposed to be. It's like, I would quote now the words of a very wise French statesman, General de Gaulle, who once said, France is not a race, but an idea. And this is what Slovenia should be, an idea. One should not forget that in our history, it was, in a lot of cases, the foreigners, people who had no Slovenian ethnic background, helped us achieve many things. We are a culture that accepts and absorbs the others. And it's like we define home inside our culture. And I believe that this is very good and we should continue to do so, as you're doing so in your club. I would here also like to pay my special respect to the people who I saw today here standing. They are here from the very beginning. They have been here from the very beginning. Also the others who came later, but who have kept alive this institution, so that the presence of Slovenian group is well alive and kicking in this part of the world, so many thousands of kilometers away from your homeland.
Čestitam Slovensko slovensko društveno in športno društvo Melbourne za 65. obletnico. Welcome to all of you, particularly all the beautiful Slovenians that have gathered here today. It really does give me great pride and pleasure to sincerely congratulate you on this very special and impressive 65th anniversary. We also must take this opportunity to sincerely acknowledge and thank all SDM past and present office bearers and committee members and club members and importantly all the founding members that we saw stand up today. Fantastic effort and without you, obviously, your dedicated work today would definitely not be possible. In Zavedamo se trudi in se zavalim sem pretekle in sedanje predsjednike člana bora, člana kluba Australsko-slovensko društveno in športno društvo na ovom. Hvala, bez vašega dela in odenja danes ne bi bili drugoče. What a wonderful occasion and opportunity we have here today to celebrate this momentous 65th anniversary. As I've said on many occasions, you know, whilst the Slovenian community is small in comparison to other multicultural groups, there's no doubt that the Slovenian group are a strong and passionate people that have contributed significantly, not only here to Victoria, but into our whole nation. You know, with their contribution of their song and their dance and their food and their heritage and language, the religious proceedings that we've had, their voluntary feats, and all of their political contribution, their economic contribution to Australia. And like many migrant people from the 50s, the Slovenian people worked hard to establish themselves in this community and have given back twofold and threefold to our region.
So
and after 65 years, it's obvious here today that the traditions that you uphold continue. In my mind, there's no doubt that Victoria and Australia are a better place because of our Slovenian community.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.